welcome, and thank you for joining us. We're live for a few minutes here together, so if you have any questions, shoot them right over, 580-5436, 580-KIDO. You know, it's we're trying something new, and I just want to – I really hope that we'll get some feedback on it. It's not something we do all the time, but thinking of doing some recordings actually with Jennifer Stone, and I personally enjoy the interaction with her. I've had good feedback in the past and from folks, and we thought, let's just try to think about having joint discussions and bringing those to our audience, and like we do with our Zoom meetings for clients. So we thought about doing that, and we're going to kick that off in the next hour. And I really hope that people will let us know if they like it, they don't like it. And it's not, we're going to do lots of live programming. That's not the point. The point is we really want your phone calls. But it gives us an opportunity to be thinking bigger about educating and things like that, about certain aspects of the market. And when it comes to education, it's so much easier to listen to when you have a couple different voices, not just one, right? It's just it's so much easier. And anyway, so Jennifer's been in the industry for nearly 30 years now. She's got a lot of experience and a lot of experience in radio. You have heard her, and we're going to kick that off in the second hour. So again, if you have any comments, questions, please do shoot those over to petsofinancial.com. We'd love to hear from you and learn from you what you're wanting to hear. At any rate, I know what you want to hear now. You want to hear that the market's going to get all better next week, and I don't know that it is. I don't know that this is over. I do know that, as we've discussed many times, confidence is the biggest problem out there. There is no confidence. There's no confidence in anything that this administration is doing. There's no confidence that they can solve any of the problems of inflation. In fact, this is not a political statement at all. It's a simple statement of fact that most people believe that their policies have caused inflation to soar. Not that they have a clue of what to do about taming inflation. I know they're theoretically going to be meeting to discuss what to do and what kind of legislation to come out of Washington, D.C. to stop inflation. Wow. That is such a frightening thought, isn't it? Can you imagine a bunch of people that think they're smarter than the economy have proven that they are dumber than anybody about the economy, deciding what we ought to do, what they ought to do to us about the economy? Government mucks up everything, always has. And that's not a political opinion. It's a fact. They screw up everything. Everything runs less efficiently with the government. It's by necessity, some necessity, it certainly doesn't have to be that big, that government has a giant bureaucracy. It's huge and grows. And that's what the organic growth of government is the problem. It just gets bigger and bigger and less efficient, less caring, less freedom-oriented, all the time. All the time. It's constant. And now we're going to have some kind of new policies. It's insane. I believe nothing's coming out of D.C. I'm not worried about it because I can't believe that anybody thinks that this is a good idea, outside of the 25% that'll vote for it, progressive, no matter how dumb they are, no matter how bad their policies are, they're going to vote that way. And they don't matter any more than the 25% on the far right. They'll never vote for anything except somebody running from the far right. It's just the way it works. And those folks out there are going to be loud. They have the press on their side, but I just really wouldn't worry at this point. I know it's just yet another lunatic thing that we have to deal with, trying to figure out Is inflation going to stay? How far behind is the Fed? Can they catch up? Are we looking at a recession coming? How far down is the market going to go? Every asset class is been hit. It looks like real estate has been hit. Always the big lag to anything else is real estate because it's such a long lead time. But housing starts are bottoming out. Permits bottoming out. And we all know existing housing sales are down an unbelievable amounts over a year ago. These things are clear indications that the economy is slowing down, that inflation has taken a bite. Housing prices got too high, and now with interest rates higher, people are scared. Suddenly houses aren't selling. So we've got every single kind of market from cryptocurrency, which I have no idea what the point of cryptocurrency is, as many people. And so they looked around and went, okay, I don't think there's anything there. And they're in serious trouble. You've got Coinbase and all these other companies that are slowing down or not sending money out. It's in total turmoil. Many people have lost all of their money, lending it or whatever it is that they theoretically did. Lending money for ridiculously high, you know, interest rates. The lawsuits, I can't even imagine how many lawsuits are already being, you know, drafted to get ready for this. It's a mess. Cryptocurrency is a mess. NFTs, they're in a mess. I don't even know really why people like them, but they did. And all of the day trading, Robinhood stuff has long since dried up. And the reason I mention all these things is not to be depressing. The market already reflects that depression. There's no reason to think that anything except that we're near the bottom here. I mean, honestly, it's just markets react to what is known and unknown. It is predictive. It doesn't mean it's right. Hello, thanks for joining us. Hopefully, we'll have a little better reception. Sorry about that. That's the way live radio is, isn't it? It's just one fun event after the next, right? Anyway, it really does make it fun. It truly does. I know it seems like this crazy thing, like where it just is frustrating, and it is at times, but that's the way it is. You just got to roll with it. So hopefully this segment will work as we wind up our live portion of the program. And again, if you didn't hear me in the last segment, we are going to try something new. Jennifer Stone and I together are doing a little bit of a recording in the hour, and we'll see how it plays. See if you like it. I enjoy doing it, and hopefully you will like it as well. And we'd love to hear from you at PetsoFinancial.com. As we were talking about with all of the uncertainty, I was really trying to make this point. The markets make sense. They actually are making sense. Those things that made no sense before, NFTs, cryptocurrency, as the all-time future amazing thing, those are things that, in fact, are getting crushed much more. The day traders, the Robinhood, the meme stocks, all of those things are getting crushed much more than anything else. Many are disappearing altogether. Many of these SPACs, special purpose acquisition companies, which are basically blind pools of money that sit out there and are promising, we're super smart people, so we're going to do electric cars. And all you have to do is pay us billions of dollars in fees and give us your money, and then sometime we'll go ahead and launch a new company. Or we're going to blast rockets into outer space. We're going to start media companies. It was crazy because people are so rich that we got carried away. We got carried away with our arrogance, certainty, and people just literally like stop doing homework. Those things are disappearing. And those are on the extreme. And then as we look at the rest of the market, you go on through and you look at it and you go, oh my gosh, bonds are getting crushed. They ought to. Interest rates are rising. The Federal Reserve has been promising for a long time they're going to raise interest rates. The idea of a 60-40 portfolio to tamp down the risk was never going to happen in a rising interest rate environment. That's just one from the standpoint of, if you will, this is what I learned in school 40 years ago, so this is going to work. Methodology of life. This is what I've done for 40 years. I know that this stuff works. This is the way it works because I was taught that. And this is what I've taught other people for a long, long time. Except everybody already knows that if you have a 1% 10-year treasury, and we did for a long time, or less than that, that it won't work. It can't work. You can't earn enough. And when interest rates go up, they are going to be decimated. And interest rates have gone up. We're all the way up to 3%. Oh, that's historically not even a high rate. But from a 1%, that's an unbelievably high rate. It's a crushing rate on a 1% bond. And that's really, as we look at these different pieces, and I don't mean to make fun of people with their 60-40 portfolios, but we have to react to the ground conditions. And I don't mean react as in, now that the market's down, let's sell, because I think it's going to get worse, because I'm a human being, and when things are bad, I hate that. And it always feels like it's going to get worse. It always does. And I'm not trying to be some kind of Pollyanna. There's plenty of problems out there, but markets are already down. Getting into portfolios or having long-term portfolios, let's say you have income for life as your objective, and then all of a sudden, once prices go down, you sell, makes zero sense, ever. It's just something we have to get over. It's unfortunate, but that's where we're at. We're already down. You can't time it. People think you do. Oh, we all knew this was coming. That's one of the favorite things people say. We all knew 2008 was coming too, right? We all knew the tech bubble was going to burst, right? In 2000. We all knew the stock market was going to crash in 87. I just don't know where those people are that knew that and knew when to get back in. It's just weird how people kind of come and go, and somebody makes one call like, I think the market's going to go down, and then they, you know, put their name up in banners, and they disappear or gone because the next 10 calls are not right. Unbelievable. Is this the way we are? Again, it's human nature. We are thinking. We are able to predict the future when we're not, and that's just the way it is. The market's more normal than you think. Dividend-paying stocks, stocks with low multiples, called value stocks, they're doing okay. They're not down anywhere near as much. It's not an all-clear signal. It's just the market getting rid of some of the excesses. That's what it's doing. I hope you enjoy the second hour. Once again, please do let us know what you think. It's very important to us. We really want to know if you want to hear more of this.